Daily News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians and hospital officials say at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. The deaths Saturday come a day after at least 25 people were killed in strikes on tent camps and 50 wounded near the southern city of Rafah. Fadel Naim, director of the El Ali Hospital in Gaza City, told the Associated Press that the 36 bodies arrived at the hospital. As the U.S. divide over the war in Gaza continues and the U.S. presidential race heats up, one person centered in politics in his region is Abdullah Hamoud. He is a Democratic mayor of Dearborn, a city in the swing state of Michigan with a majority Arab American population, which largely opposes President Joe Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. He says in an interview with agency France Press that the president risked losing the re-election.
His current stance on Gaza is unacceptable. And the things that he has supported, the things that he has said are unacceptable. And frankly, it's, you know, Biden right now who is choosing Benjamin Netanyahu over American democracy.
55% of Dearborn's residents are of Arab background. Thousands of protesters rallied in Tel Aviv on Saturday to mark the 20th birthday of Nama Levi, a hostage who had been held in Gaza since October 7th when Hamas fighters stormed into Israel, capturing more than 100 people. Her brother Amit points to a picture of her smiling.
I have so many thoughts about what she might be going through, and looking at her smile like this, I just need to convince myself that she has the power and strength to smile, not all the time, but from time to time, and have optimism in herself and in her heart.
Nama had just begun her duties in the Israeli Defense Forces when she was seized, along with four other female army conscripts, by Hamas gunmen during the October 7th raid that triggered the Gaza war. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's war in Gaza has led some critics of the Israeli offensive to call for Jewish state's suspension from the international soccer governing body FIFA. Yuni Salim reports on efforts to prevent Israel from participating in the international matches.
The obvious
soccer's international governing body FIFA is set to rule by July 20th on a proposal to suspend Israel from international soccer. During FIFA's Congress in Bangkok in May, the Palestinian delegation, backed by the Asian Football Confederation and others, called for Israel suspension.
Side of history.
Justinus Laksana is a soccer commentator based in Jakarta, Indonesia.
If possible, the ban should be imposed right away so that Israel will stop its attacks in Gaza.
Laksana says FIFA has suspended teams before, as recently as 2022. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
At least three people were killed in a Russia bombing attack on Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, Saturday afternoon. That's according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Another 38 people were wounded in the attack, and the Kharkiv mayor said that four aerial bombs were launched against the city, damaging residential buildings, shops, and public transport stops. He also said that four of the wounded were in serious condition. AP correspondent Rigan Garcia reports on the arrival of a U.S. aircraft carrier in South Korea for three-way exercise with Japan.
The arrival of the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike group comes as they step up military training to cope with North Korean threats. The commander of the carrier Strike Group 9 outlined their goals for the exercise.
This is one exercise that is continuing to strengthen our relationship, continuing to strengthen the interoperability between our two great navies.
The arrival of the U.S. aircraft carrier came a day after South Korea summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a major deal between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Italian Coast Guard has recovered 14 more bodies from last week's shipwreck in the Ionian Sea off the southern Italian coastline, bringing to 34 the number of known victims from the sinking. Dozens are still missing and presumed dead. The bodies recovered on Friday were transferred to a port in Calabria. The three Coast Guard ships were active in the air and sea search, some 190 kilometers from shore. Survivors reported that the motorboat had caught fire, causing it to capsize off the Italian coast overnight last Sunday, about 8 days after departing from Turkey with about 75 people from Iran, Syria, and Iraq on board, according to the UN Refugee Agency and other UN organizations. 11 survivors were being treated on shore. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.